Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Glory to God. Who is excited this morning? Amen. You know, while I sat down there, I just heard the Lord say to tell someone that it's high time you stopped checking your account details. High time. Stop. Amen. Is that for you? Please be seated. It's high time. Okay. Yes. And there are many of us seated here that will have to write to the bank soon and say, any alert that is below a million, just let it enter. Don't disturb me with it. Because you don't like that. Somebody somewhere doesn't really like it. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Now, let me tell you, one of the reasons why you have to like it, it's because by this time next year, your Christmas experience should not have to be about what you are eating or what you're wearing, but about what you can give and the number of families you can bless. Do you understand that? God bless you. Please be seated. And I'm seeing people here that will load trucks with chicken and say, hey, come take yours, come take yours, come take yours. Man, it's yours. Amen. Glory to God. Please be seated. Please be seated. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. Hallelujah. So the essence of this season is love. All right. John chapter number 3 verse 16. John chapter number 3 verse 16 looks like a popular scripture. I believe that's the center of gravity of the entire Bible. This is the center. John 3:16. This is the whole essence. This is what the whole scriptures is about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, all right, that whosoever believe or believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life, all right? This is the scandal of grace. How is it that man has sinned, man should be doomed, and the only thing for man to be rescued from that destruction is just to have belief? Doesn't make any sense. Meaning that anybody can believe in their heart and confess with their mouth, and immediately the greatest miracle ever has happened. That's it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh, yes, that's it. That's it. All right? And I feel if we understand the miracle of salvation, we'll walk in miracles. Because it doesn't happen with drama. It doesn't happen with drama. You can just believe in your heart. Then you confess with your mouth. Then immediately you've been translated from death to life. So if I know that and I lay hands on the sick, even without drama, the sickness is out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, let me give you this gist. Myself and one of my spiritual daughters were talking, and she said, I want you to please pray for so and so person. I said, I said, you need to teach this person faith. I said, he can't hear you. You heard that? Now, the reason why I'm coming, I don't even know if that fellow is online. So, I mean, you have to teach this fellow face. Say, Papa, he's here. He can't hear you. Can you hear me? So I said, okay, just give him the phone. And I said, sir, how are you doing? He's fine. He said, I believe. He's not even a Christian. All right? And I got a message this morning, said, he woke up for the first time without pain, without... That's how it is. All right? That when you go out, now listen to this. You meet someone smoking.
Are you following what I'm saying? And you say, I want to witness Jesus to you. And you can get the fellow to believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. He's saved. You say, what about the secret? The same grace that saved him will mature him out. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not just the grace that saves. It is also the grace that matures. Alright? You understand that? Good. So this morning I want to show you three accurate responses you should have or give to the love of God. Alright? God so loved the world. Alright? He so loved the world. Hope you understand. Alright? There are different uses of the word world used in the Bible. This is not the same as the world meaning ungodly system. That's what they use in Romans 12:2 says, not be conformed to this world. So there is world as in universe. So this is world as in the people. Do you understand that? So he loves all of us that he gave his son. All right. So that's the love God has extended. Jesus is the demonstration of God's love. And when you understand this well and you accept Jesus, and Jesus is now in you, it is to the end that you also becomes the demonstration of God's love. Do you understand that? That when anybody receives the gift of you, it is actually God loving them. Do you understand? You need to get that. That everywhere you get to, and God wants to show how much he loves people, he does not have to send Jesus back to the earth again. You are here already. Because you have Christ in you. Glory to God. Alright, so quickly I want to show you three powerful ways to respond to the love of God. The first one is that you have to accept it. Alright? Accept his love. Now, I've observed that sometimes people who love selflessly have issues with accepting love. Oh yes, they have issues with it. They struggle to accept it. Something happened, I think, 2 years ago or last year, I can't remember. A man of God was sick. He had a terminal illness. And someone came to minister. I don't want to go into the story. And while the fellow was ministering, the Lord laid it in his heart that the word of knowledge the fellow was given was for him to come out and be prayed for. But he was the general overseer of the ministry, so he didn't come out. And he died. So sometimes we don't have issues with blessing the world with this grace. You know, let people know how much God loves them. But do you know how much God loves you? Because the danger of spreading love without accepting love is that you'll be spent. You'll be spent. You'll feel used. You'll feel God is using you at the expense of people. And that was the lie the devil told me when our ministry started. And God had given me an instruction to stay with him for a while. And pastoring people were busy going about lectures. Some were getting jobs. And the devil will always come to whisper and say, by the time they are all mature, you'll be stranded. They will go to pastors who have money. And there'll be nothing left for you. So just make your noise now. You'll soon be alone. But you see, the same God who is using you to mature people, he's not going to leave you to yourself. That's the love of God. God is not using you. He's pouring into you. He's making you accept his love. Now you must understand that, should I say psychologists now said that, not psychologists, I think I read this from Joyce Meyer, that children are likely going to perceive the love of God based on the way they relate with their parents. But the love of God is deeper. It's deeper. I shared a story in secondary school. I used to, if any guy is trying to woo a girl, what I want to say is not spiritual. You're looking too serious. And the girl is giving him a tough time. I know how to help him get the job done. And I still do so now. So I have a love letter note. I have notes where I write poems, write different things, just I sketch, I draw, just help guys design all those things. And one of those days, I got back home from school. As usual, I would lock myself in my room, just write, draw from my imaginations, and I checked my love note and I didn't find it. Eh? I searched everywhere, I didn't find the note. I just noticed that the way my father was greeting me from that moment changed. I'm telling you. It was several years later that I was trying to pick a Kenneth Hagin's book from his drawer and I found that note in his drawer. So he found it and he knew that was what I was doing in school. And it was never a conversation. Do you understand? I also remember I shared the story with you the first time I kissed a girl. Oh, yes. Now I'm pro. My wife is here, so I can't be saying first time or only time. I must be a fool to say that. I say, do pastors kiss? No, we look. Hear what I'm telling you. So this girl in church, we started from bro and sis. Then I went to tell my pastor that I liked the girl. I think I was about 17 or so. I went to meet my pastor. I said, I like her. So, and I said, I think I will marry her. He said, really? Pastor said, bro, Femi. He said, are you sure? I said, yes. He looked at, well, if he didn't give me permission, I would still have gone ahead. So he said, well, okay, go ahead and make sure you give me feedback. So that was the girl. I've imagined it in my mind. When we get to so-and-so junction, I will hold her hands. I will look into her eyes. She too, she must have thought about it. Only a yellow image. By the time I kissed this girl, then I discovered that the car parked in front was actually my father's car. So just when I was saying goodbye, he just drove by and just faced his front. I got back home, he was already seated in front of television watching CNN. I greeted him, he looked at me. He smiled. But you see, the love of God is deeper than that. Many of us think God is waiting for you to make certain mistakes and then kill you. That's not God. As a matter of fact, one of the ways for you to understand the love of God is to look at the personality of Christ. That's the demonstration. And the seal of Christ or the evidence of Christ in us is the Holy Spirit resident in us. Now, look at this. How many of you have journeyed to a place you don't know through Google Map? And you missed a turn. The map will not shut down because you missed a turn. It will reroute. You miss certain season, God is rerouting. Why? It's love. It's love. And I need to say this. It may sound scandalous, but that's the truth. God cannot but love you. You need to understand that. So it is one thing to say God loves me. It is another thing to know that he cannot do anything else. Nothing will ever bring God to the point where he will hate you. He can't. He can't. I said he can't. Do you believe God can't? He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Look at the Bible, 1 John chapter number 3. Let me show you a scripture. 1 John 3. Now look at it from verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, we are now the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. You see, so what manner of love? It doesn't make sense. What is man that you consider him? Or the son of man that you are mindful of him? That you make him a little bit lower than Elohim himself? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. And you see, if you understand the concept of the love of God, then you will know how to receive the gift of love. Because anywhere love abides, love gives. Love gives. Love forgives. It gives and forgives. Love gives ahead. See, the issue is not that you are trying to receive something from God. No. The issue is that you don't yet know how to tap into what He has freely given us. He's given us health. But you need to know how to tap into it. He's given us long life. He has. It's not like He will give us. He has given us. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's given us. He's given us all that pertains to life and to what? Godliness. He's given us. He's given us. Now let me show you this scripture. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1. Look at it. Verse 3. And blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Somebody says that, hey, God has blessed all spiritual blessings and not material blessings. What are you talking about? Blessings are spiritual. And they produce the material things you see. Do you understand that? Say it loud and clear, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say it again, I am not guilty.
I am not guilty.
I've been justified. Now, you know what justification is? It is the state of clearance from sin and guilt. An absolute right standing before God. Alright? And I've shown you this, Genesis 27. The mother of Jacob clothed him with a ram that she had killed. He came before Isaac. The Bible said he smelled the smell of his raiment. He felt his skin. He felt that which died. He said, this is the skin of Esau, but the voice of Jacob. So when we stand before God, Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore now come how? Boldly. Now, we didn't steal, listen to this, Jacob's stole that. That was a gang up plan. But in our case, Christ himself clothed us with himself. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden and they covered themselves with fig leaves? Do you know what God did? He came down, killed an animal, and made coats and apron for them. God covers the naked. He doesn't shame them. So I make bold to tell you, God no go shame us. No go shame us. Number two, what do you do accurately to respond to the love of God? Spread it. Don't just accept it. Let the world know that God is love. Spread it. There are different dimensions to this, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to, touch a few things. Spread the love of God to your brothers. 1 John 2:10. 1 John 2:10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. And there is no occasion for stumbling in him. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. Love your brother. Love your brother. You know, sometimes, and I understand that life, we all have different experiences. And I'm very honest with you. I'm being blunt with you. Sometimes life has treated us bad. And sometimes it's our culture. If you look at yourself well, you will observe that if a fellow brother or sister like yourself stand before you and hold your hand and say, I love you, the first thing that comes to your mind is, hope you are not. No, you are thinking, are you a gay? Because you are no longer thinking about that agape. What you are thinking is sensual. See, one of the burden in my heart is to help people that life has treated bad to now know how to communicate real love. Because most times in dealing with the issue of fornication, let's talk about fornication, all those sexual vices, you will discover that actually somebody does not know how to love. Because he has not experienced it. So when this guy says, I love you, the only way, listen, The mistake we make is that that's not love. Mm-mm. The only way this fellow knows how to express this love is to touch. But there is a love that gives. There is a love that heals. There is a love that is patient. It is learned. And if care is not taken, see, and that's the truth. I'm being honest with you. Sometimes all you have to do for your emotions to be healed is to just travel and experience another culture. And I'm just being blunt with you. Just like being a Nigerian. For the fact that you're a Nigerian, particularly if your most of your management protocols are still in the hands of the government, lights, you know, and many of those things. Even when you have your solar and app generators, and Nigeria will say, I still have one way or the other. So it's like we've all been bruised. We've all been injured. Even waiters are hungry. Sometimes you want to ask, have I done something wrong coming to your restaurant? So, calm down. It is what the system is doing to people. And what God wants is for us to learn it differently than spread it. So you understand, if you're a Christian and you are having your own establishment, one of the things it must do is that there must be a value and a culture that is beyond the culture of the immediate environment. It must be the culture of heaven. Are you following what I'm saying here? Nobody should come around you, come to your house and not feel loved. You build the culture of entertainment personally. Are you following what I'm saying there? You move your consciousness from what I have, what I wear, what I will eat, to what I give. To what I give. Are you following what I'm saying here? To what I give. Give that love. So there are different dimensions to it. First is love, literal love, as in the love of God. Give it to people. All right? I'm telling you, what I know what I'm saying. All right? We've become hard. You've suffered. You've gone through. You may just not be able to flow in those dimensions of genuine capacity to love. Now look at someone beside you and say, I love you. I saw the sisters are looking away and saying, look at the person again. I bought my book and say, I love you. Some of you are still adding with the love of Christ. We know. Hallelujah. God wants us to what? Spread that love. The world needs love. Needs healing. I'm telling you. The world needs healing. All these Boko Haram, all those people killing and all that. God wants to heal them. He wants to. He wants to heal them. I was to minister somewhere. One of our missionaries in a place, Gida Maga also, in the north. A child he trained from primary school to university level. The child went to from league with bandits to kidnap him. And the father of the child too was part of the whole gang up. And they kidnapped him. And they paid 9.5 million ransom for him to be released. And when they released him, he went back to the same village. He went back there. He said, no, you should go. You should not go there. Those guys will betray you. He said, where else should I go? He went back there. And he went to. So it is one thing to love those who love you. It's another thing to love those who can't reciprocate it. That's another level. They can't. Do you get what I'm saying? They can't. Amen. Say loud and clear, God wants us to spread his love. If the gospel is the message of God's love, God wants us to spread the gospel. See, a time is coming that our boast as believers will be in the number of churches we have built. That this year, 2023, I'm going to build 5 churches. Alone, no. You don't need anybody to, because God has blessed you. Are you following what I'm saying here? We are going to invade villages and build churches and give them sound. We have film shows for them. Am I hearing someone say amen to that?
Amen.
All right. Spread is love. When that woman at the well, that Samaritan woman, in John 4, encountered love of Christ, he went to spread it. Spread it everywhere. If you have received it, then spread it. And number three, reciprocate the love. It is good that you love God, all right? It is also important that you love him. It's good that God loves you, but it is important that you love him back. Love him by doing his will, by revering him, by paying attention to what hurts him. You know, sometimes I remember preaching somewhere, was it Friday? And I was telling them that prayerlessness is the highest form of hypocrisy. The highest form. All right? Because how can you say, I wish I can just have access to Benny Hinn and, you know, just place that hand on me and say, I wish I can have access to Pastor Hia Adeboye. And I wish they can just speak a word to my life. But the same God who is living in them, who anointed them, that same God, you have him to yourself 24 hours. You just won't talk to him. You wake up in the morning, you just won't say hello. You just won't say hi. You just won't talk. Why won't you? Because we have not learned to reciprocate the love. Let me say this to you. The love of God is like wine. It shakes. That it will be pulling you to the place of prayer. To the place of... I'm telling you, it shakes. Do you get what I'm saying here? Many of us don't think God should be loved. He is to be loved. And he wants... He desires your love. You know the way many of us treat God? It's like the way a guy is treating a girl. When a guy is asking a girl out, what do you call it? Is it toasting or win? People are win now, but what we did was that we toasted. But you people are win. So we toasted. I learned toasting on Sundays. That's when I would sit outside with my friends. And we used many girls for experiments. We had a lot of buying. I said, okay. We'll fly our polar and put comb and leave there. Oh, miss. You know, oh, miss. Oh, God, have mercy. All those girls, I don't know where they are now, but we should have tried our luck and all those things. I think I shared a story of one that I was talking to, so just stopping my manifesto. I'll be bouncing. I'm not just bouncing by myself. I should have allowed the girl talk. But when she spoke, she's back. Since my mother know they are around me, I said, what, sis? Anyway, your delay. Oh, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants us to what? Reciprocate the love. So many of us are like guys pursuing girls. Pursuing them. I say, hello, I love you. How are you doing? You are not replying to my messages. You are not responding. And all those things. And finally, when the girl say yes, let's be in a relationship. Why have you not called? 3 days, say I'm busy. Breakfast is being prepared. It will be served out. And many of us are like that. We are serving God breakfast. There was a time you were the one pursuing him for power. Pursuing him for what you have now. Exactly what you have now. Exactly for the access you have. The individual you have in your life. You were the one running after him. But the moment he gave you, he lost you. And one of the things you must do is to demonstrate again and again that there is nothing God can give you that will take you from him. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must demonstrate again and again. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands and say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
And it will not just be on our lips. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know there are boys that love girls, but every time it's time to spend, they say, I didn't bring my ATM. Stingy men association, are they still there? They know they give shishi. Okay, now it's now obedient, know they give shishi. See, a network is bad. See, and I don't hold cash.
every time the girl is having birthday, then they will not be sick. After the birthday now. Now, some people have started fighting with their spouses in relationship last week. Then after Christmas and New Year, then suddenly love will come back. No, love gives. Love is responsible. Yes, love spends. Love is responsible. Praise God. I said praise God. Yes. So whenever you want to give to somebody you love, do you take it as a sacrifice? No. You're excited. True or not true? You're excited. You're excited because you love the individual. You're excited. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm excited to give. I'm excited to go all out for Jesus. Now, you see, there was a girl I was asking out. I will go after this girl every evening. I will trek. I trek like Israelites. And we'll be on queue. And every time, about five guys. Yes. Brothers in the Lord. And sisters in the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying here? But I will trek and walk and buy things by myself. I will still be on queue to see the girl. You see. And finally, I saw that she was dating about four of us. But all those trekking, I enjoyed the trekking because I have a blessed hope. Do you understand what I'm saying? If we can do that for earthly relationships, how much more going all out to reciprocate the love of God? How much more preaching the gospel? Just 1 kilometer walk, say, I've sacrificed. It's time for us to have people who do more than just receiving. We'll reciprocate. Let this be the last Christmas that your essence will be about what you eat or drink. Going forward, it must be about what you do. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a big hand. And I pray for you this morning. I want to bless you. There are many of you here who desire that by this time next year, when there will be Christmas, it will be you and family, your wife. Is there anyone like that? Uh-huh. Some of you desire that it will be you and your husband. Say amen. Amen. I pray for all of you in the name that is above all names. God will give you your heart desires. He will help you. By this time next year, you'll be a lot greater than this. Amen. You'll be a pillar in His kingdom. Amen. And I decree and declare, everything you need to spread the love of God accurately, receive it. Amen. Receive the wisdom, receive the provision, receive the health, the longevity, in the name of Jesus. And it is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a big, big, big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.